Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a segment entirely dedicated to you, our valued and loyal Tolo. Thank you. God bless you guys. We're nothing without your loyal support, so thank you for that. This is a chance for you to sound off. You get to call in, ask us anything you want. Nothing's out of bounds. We'll answer whatever you got because we're going to ask one question alone, and that question is...
Tell us what you're thinking.
With more on that, here's KT Fun Tweets to run these phone calls.
Let's go to line one, Noel in Fort Worth. Noel,
tell us what you're thinking.
Well, here's why. I actually had a question. My girl is an Eagles fan, and she thinks, and I have to agree with her, Carson Wentz has a ring by his name, and I think he deserves more money compared to what Dak is asking for, what the rumors are, $40 million a year. I actually agree with my old lady. I think that Wentz, he shouldn't get paid more than Wentz. What do you think?
Man, I think that's a great point. I thought Nick Foles got screwed in all this, guys. He took way too little money. Where'd he end up? Jacksonville? Where'd Nick Foles go?
Jacksonville for $22 million.
How did he not get $32 million? He's got a ring by his name. This is an outrage.
Kavanaugh asked this question the other day. If there's a football game happening tomorrow, who would you take, Wentz or Dak?
One game?
One game.
I'd take Wentz in one game, but I need 16 games.
How many hits has he taken leading up to that one game?
And Wentz's contract, this one, the Dak contract, no one's really, the guarantees, we don't know. Wentz signed a very team-friendly deal that allows the Eagles to get out of it pretty quickly if things go bad with his back.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to bring this up for all the Eagle fans out there. Man, if Atlanta wouldn't have choked so hard in that first preseason game, that first postseason game, you guys would not have a ring.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Just remember that.
Nick Foles was terrible in that game.
If you're saying that he's teen-friendly, I think that's important. It's a difficult age.
Yeah.
So the more teen-friendly you can be and supportive as they go through all those difficult changes, the better.
Be careful with that.
Let's go to line nine, guys. Line nine, Shippy. It's Dante in Fort Worth. Dante.
Tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm a first-time caller, man. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
Seriously. In Texas now, finally, man. Cowboys
nice.
Fan for life.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me, man. And especially, I'm a new Tolo, too.
Word.
Years.
Thank you.
Hey, man, but I think Dak Prescott really deserves to get paid, man. Because looking at where he was drafted at, man, the Cowboys got a big discount already, man. He really did his thing, man, over the last couple of years. Now, I think with the new change in the offense, and they allow Dak Prescott to be the quarterback and throw the ball, don't be concerned about the turnovers and all that stuff.
Yep. Thank you, brother. Really, hey, we appreciate the call. Thank you, and welcome to the DF Dub, and thanks for being a Tolo, and
shout out to Greek Freak.
Yeah, and you know what? You guys have brought that up repeatedly. Dak has been the most underpaid player on the planet here for the last couple years. There's some truth there.
Unfortunately, Ben, in the NFL, you can't pay for what you've already done.
Yep.
And so that's too bad for Dak. I understand that bargaining position. It just doesn't fly in the NFL. There's no such thing as back pay. Actually, there is back pay. It's the league that distributes it, not the team.
Let's go to Brandon in Dallas. Line 10, Shippy. Brandon.
Tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, guys, what's going on? So I have been wondering this since the weekend. Skin, do you have some sort of double? I was flipping through my cable channels, and I came across a cornhole championship on ESPN, and I could have sworn I saw you with the 16-year-old competing in the championship.
Sir, hold on. What? Sir. What website? Sir.
I mean, the guy was like a splitting image from the sneakers to the hat. The glasses, yeah. Like the just the focus, yeah. The guy had. I mean,
answer the question. Answer the question, Skin. It's a fair question. Thank you, Tolo, for calling in with that gold. Was it you, sir?
All right. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I had not been watching cornhole much on television.
What?
Until Sean Sharif tweeted out that picture. I know exactly what the guy's talking about because Sean Sharif tweeted out that picture. And the irony of him tweeting that picture, I might retweet it, is that there was a guy that looked just like him standing behind me. But yes, that dude did look like me. I don't know that I dress like that guy.
It's amazing.
But he did look a lot like me.
You dress like a NASCAR.
And this gives us time to promote the fourth annual cornhole tournament happening on the 31st.
Uh-huh.
Yep. That's a Saturday, the 31st. That's going to be at 1 p.m. at Reservoir. That's at the Toyota Music Factory.
Oh, good.
So that's coming up in, 18 days. Whoa. Registration is free. They have teams of two. You can go sign up right now, 1053thefan.com. Go there. And then come out and see us that Saturday, the 31st.
The Reservoir Tip right out there at
Irving, mm-hmm. It's Toyota Music Factory. Yep. It's just in Irving.
Yep.
The Reservoir Dogs.
Let's go to Line 6, Shippy. This is Brian and Kaufman. Brian,
tell us what you're thinking.
I'm thinking now with Ben's new soda body, he needs to jump out of the plane.
Oh! Oh, wow. Thank you for bringing this up.
Wow. You know what?
You hoodwinked me into jumping out of a plane.
Okay, I did not hoodwink you. I wanted very much to jump out of that plane. Not really, but for charity, I was willing to do it. And as they start talking to me about the parachute, they're like, hey, we're talking to Ryan Birdman Parrott, a Navy SEAL. And he's like, hey, you need to make sure you get your weight down to this number, X, so you can, this number. And if you get to that number, you're fine. I'm like, okay, cool. But he didn't say it was like a hardcore like safety issue. Mm-hmm. And so I was getting pretty close to the number, almost got there. And I go, yeah, I'm almost there. It's it's 5 or 6 pounds off. He's like, yeah, you're going to want to get under that number. I was like, what? He goes, well, for safety, because mm-hmm. the parachute can't handle that weight. And so, yeah, you want to be below it. And I'm like, it's next week. We're like a few days away. So for my own safety,
right?
I didn't do it. I would not like to do it.
That was very eloquent what you just said.
I don't want to do that.
I know you don't want to do
it. I'm horrified
of heights. I was actually talking about this a week ago with my sister and brother-in-law, and we're talking about the experience. I was like, yeah, and I landed. I was like, man, I'd love to do that again so I could be more prepared for it. And I was like, who am I fooling? I don't want to jump out of that plane again. It's terrifying.
But thank you for noticing the soda body.
Yeah,
it's the real deal. We watched Corey and Hagee lose all that weight, and then I dove in. I'm super happy I did.
I'll drink that thing in.
Let's jump out of a plane.
Let's go to Line 3, Shippy. Brandon in Fort Worth. Brandon,
tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, guys. Long time Tolo. Love y'all.
Love you.
Love you more.
Hey, man. So just kind of a little joke, but man, I think Jeff Heath should kick our long distance field goals, and we should just go for two every touchdown.
Okay, I do like the go for two every time thing.
I do too.
The
go
brings
for two
up
every time thing should happen.
I like the Jeff Heath part.
One of my favorite things that happens is when a kicker gets hurt and they end up going for two every time, and it's an onside kick every time. That's where the fun really begins. And then you just end up being like that high school coach up in Arkansas. I can get on board with this.
Maher's good from deep.
Yeah, whatever.
It's from short that you worry
about.
Let's
just go for two and onside kick every single time. And
like
it can just be like a weird squib kick.
Love it.
And honestly, I want to think about this. Think about this. If you go for two, so my first two touchdowns, just think about it this way. 6-0, I go for two and I miss it. Oh, no. I score again. 12-0, I go for two and I get it. 14-0.
Yeah.
I would have been at 14 anyways.
Yeah.
I think I can be 50% from the 2-yard line.
No doubt.
Now, if I'm the 2018 Dallas Cowboys, I'm absolutely not. I'm kicking the extra point every time because they were so bad in the red zone.
This does remind us, I'm pretty sure, didn't Mike Leach write a book called Squib Kick It to the Fat Guy?
He did. Yeah, which is genius strategy.
It is.
And that's how he got to where he is.
That kid's got a great arm.
Just stuff like that is how he got to where he is.
I love it.
That innovative mind.
Yep. Always target the fat guy and take him out.
Let's go to Line 4, Shippy. This is Brian in Carrollton. Brian,
tell us what you're thinking.
I was just wondering, we're all talking about Dak and Zeke, but what about Cooper? He's kind of hiding under the radar, just waiting for that money and plus that injury he got the other day. And also, if you are so worried about Brett Maher, I'm a soccer player.
Like it. Bring it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. I don't think Cooper Rush is hiding in the wings to get paid.
No.
I don't think that's a thing. But I did feel better about him. Like, I was like, okay, he's better than I thought. And good God, he's distanced himself from Mike White.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I just love that 1996 Jay Kidd just called in. That was pretty awesome.
I'm surprised there's not calls about the day part change.
He was talking about Amari Cooper, wasn't he?
Yeah. Everybody's already over it after 10 minutes.
Let's reset for those who don't know. Right?
Wait, what happened?
Yeah, starting Monday, August the 19th, we're flipping slots with the G-Bag Nation. Ben and Skin will be on 10 to 2. Our buddies, the G-Bag Nation, will be on from 2 to 7. It's something that we've kicked around for a long time, and now is the time, and we're doing it. It's going to work out great for everybody.
And it's in conjunction with a massive Ben and Skin announcement that we have coming in the fall, probably October or November, about a side business venture that we're doing. In conjunction with 105.3 The Fan, we will be partnering with The Fan with this business venture, but we can't say what it is just yet.
Not now, Shippy.
But it will all be... Shippy, not right now.
No. He just plays the timpani at all times. Okay. Remember, he was in the band.
We do I haven't played it in a while.
We are excited about getting off at 2 because it does help us with this new business venture that we will be announcing in the fall. So stay tuned.
And Tolos will enjoy this very much it with us.
Yeah. No doubt.
Trust us on this.
We've been working on this for over a year. How long have we been working? 2 years?
Like a year and a half, something like that.
So very excited about this. So stay tuned. Back to you, Kevin.
I just want to say, guys, that I hate the change. personally, as a guy who doesn't have kids...
It's the anti-narcoleptic
never
change.
Has to use traffic too much. Be in traffic too much. I am firmly against it, but I will go with you guys and we will do it from 10 to 2. We get to do the G-Bag of the Day. I mean, we do all that stuff they
Jeffrey
do, right?
Time at 12:20.
Baseball Nuggets, aren't we doing all that stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
What day it is?
If just in terms of changing the batting order, it's not that big of a deal, but if you were going to power rank the ideal day parts for my personal lifestyle, it would be midday number one, afternoon drive number two, and mornings number three.
Overnights.
Mine would be midday, but it would be 12 to 2. That'd be awesome.
But we will be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we got our start in midday, so... very much looking forward to the return to midday starting next Monday.
And I have heard that, like, here in PM Drive, we have declared, 5 p.m. is the money hour over the years.
Power hour.
Well, what you get now, Tolos, a special Ben and Skin offer.
The 5 o'clock hour money hour for the PM Drive.
We give you 2 money hours from 10 to 2.
Okay.
And hold that on. Will all always be the back half of the show. Okay, those will be the money hours.
Let's squeeze this in real quick because we promised we would. Line 4. Jacob and Wataga.
Tell us what you're thinking.
What's up, Jacob?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Real quick, I wanted to say, when it comes to the day part change, congratulate. If this feeds into whatever's coming down the pike that Ben mentioned earlier today, and you guys are cool with it, congratulations to you guys. Big ups to the G-Bag Nation and their move to afternoon drive. Hopefully they won't cause any rush hour traffic accidents with some of their shenanigans.
Yes.
But I just wanted to say congratulations to you guys.
Thank
because
you.
You guys were the ones that brought me over to The Fan. I've listened to you guys obviously since back in the day. And y'all are the reason I switched over to The Fan for a lot of my listening time. Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
People start listening to KT when he tells you not to say stupid things about Dak and this whole contract negotiation.
Thank you very much, Jacob. Appreciate it, Jacob. Good looking out.
Thanks, brother,
for the call. Thanks for following us over here. Thanks for your loyalty and believing in us. And I will say that the business venture that we're launching that we will announce in the fall, it is something that probably the thing Skin is most passionate about in this world, and it involves the thing I'm most passionate about as well. And so it's our life's dream, and honestly, it's our life's work, and we're going all in on it, and we can't wait to make that announcement, but in due time. So thank
you. Never give up. Reach your dreams.
And you could say that we already have our dream job.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be our dream business. So we're stoked about it. We're not going to stop doing radio. Our business will partner with 105.3 The Fan, and that announcement is to come in the fall.
I've been wanting to open this ice skating rink for years. I'm very excited.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.